Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to the Sunday night edition of Darkness Radio, your home for the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across the board from me, co-host and producer, Mr. Tim Dennis. Good evening, Timothy.
Good evening.
So did you have a good holiday season, man?
Yeah.
Santa good to you?
Well, I'm ready to leave it behind.
Are you?
Really? Yeah, yeah.
This is supposed to be a happy time of year, Tim.
It just wasn't a very good holiday season for me.
No?
No.
Crappy gifts? Santa?
No.
Food in your stocking?
Yes, that's what it was. He made brown whipped cream in my stocking.
Oh, God, why? Why did you have to take it that far?
Evidently too many cookies for Santa on Christmas Eve.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully New Year's will be better for you. Do you have any big plans for New Year's Eve?
Oh, you know, my usual. I'll drink 4 or 5 bottles of champagne by myself at home and cry about what a loser I am, and then I'll fall asleep before Dick Clark. So
while playing Guitar Hero in your underwear?
Yes. No, I actually don't have any plans. Any ladies out there who want to have plans with me on New Year's, give me a ring. My number's no, I'm kidding.
Wow, my goodness.
I'm kidding. No, I've got nothing.
Adrian got all excited. He's like, wow.
He's writing down the number. I can see that.
Yeah, could you just give me that again? I can't get my pencil to work.
Well, we've heard that about you.
You beat me to it.
Thank you.
I'll set them up.
Not enough lead in the pencil.
That's right. So no big plans for New Year's Eve?
Nah.
No?
No.
Well, you know, you're welcome to come over with me and the kids and watch Elmo's biggest New Year ever extravaganza,
yeah.
Which they air at 7.
I hear Elmo's balls drop at that time, so that'll be fun.
Yikes. All right. We've got, I got no big plans on New Year's Eve either. I've got my kids, so I'm just going to be staying at home with them, counting down. We watch, like, the California version of the deal. Or no, not the California, the East Coast version, so that they're in bed an hour early.
Yep.
And then I will sit up online chatting with other lonely people on Yahoo.
Very nice. Aw.
Wow. See, but unfortunately, I can't drink myself into a stupor and weep in a corner like you can. I get the kids there and they will find me.
The older you get, though.
This time it's daddy's turn to throw up on you.
And more single you get, the more pathetic it actually is. Yeah, it actually causes the crying. It's kind of cool.
Very cool.
It's a chain reaction that way.
How about you, Adrian Lee, our international news correspondent tonight, acting as national news correspondent? We want you to do the news tonight in Bree's voice with an American accent.
Well, you've already made me put the dress on. I can't believe it. I mean, it's actually riding in one or two places, which is rather uncomfortable.
But you look good. Are you got any big plans for New Year's Eve, sir?
I'm going to be playing Guitar Hero with Tim in my underwear.
Wow.
Nice.
Tim, you are not alone.
All right.
Life is shaping up.
That's a Michael Jackson song, isn't it? I am not alone.
You will be if you keep singing Michael Jackson songs. We got a lot of cool stuff going on for the new year here. Adrian, I think what I'd like you to do for next weekend, and we'll talk about this on air, why not?
Is to be funny.
Well, that'd be a good start. No, let's for next weekend's news, why don't you why don't you pick top 5 stories that you think were top 5 best stories in the world? It can be United States or the world, You know, you can do it anywhere.
Yes, there is a world out there.
Yes, beyond our borders, believe it or not. But I want you to pick the top 5 you think best paranormal stories for the entire year.
I'm on that. That can be
done. And that'll be done for next week. Next week is our 1-year anniversary, our 3rd-year anniversary show. And we don't have anything major lined up. We're just going to have fun with it and talk to guests and do kind of what we do every year, I think. But we'll talk about some of our favorite points on the show. What do you think about that, Timothy?
I like it.
Maybe we'll do a couple of clips.
Yeah.
I'd like to play some of the clips from Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, we could do that.
That'd be interesting.
Which, it's all one big clip from Dan Aykroyd on that show. Which one would you like being cut
exactly.
Out?
I'd like to hear your duck impression again, actually, if that's a request.
My duck?
Yeah. Oh, see how quickly you've forgotten. That was etched in my mind.
My duck impression, wow. I lost. I don't.
We're going to have to go.
They're like a Donald.
Wow, we'll have to talk about this off air and make sure so. It's not something Nicky. All right, speaking of something, Nicky, it's time to go Book Reviews. No, come on.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Do we have Book Reviews ready?
Yes, we do.
Hit it.
It's time to welcome our book critic and cunning linguist of culture, refinement, and stories that will make your skin crawl. Live from the tower we keep her locked in, Susan Cumming. Good evening, lovely Susan. How are you this evening?
I'm not icky.
No, I know you're not icky. We were just
I can't even believe you said that.
No, you're freaking hot. I've seen the email that says so. All right, so yes, how about this? Yes. Here's some tips for the new year from the lovely Susan.
What?
When courting a woman, your first email exchange should not be to a woman over the age of 40. I saw your picture and you're freaking hot.
No, please don't.
And then request that... because he's going through surgery, he's looking for a naughty nurse.
Yeah,
usually those are not the good come-on lines to start a relationship, do you think? So for the new year, we're going to try to help put out that juju for people that are looking to date and want some good tips. Maybe that's what we should add to this, paranormal dating tips, Tim, because most men in the field haven't actually touched a real woman.
Yeah.
So, and you feel qualified to comment on this, do you?
I do. I'm bouncing the rubberine doll as well as everybody else. But, she's bouncy and green. She's made of soft neoprene. She's my rubberine. That's an actual monkey song. Do you know that?
Why does she look surprised and scared? That's all we want to know. I find myself rather attractive, not scary.
Yeah, you would. So, Susan, what are your big plans for New Year's Eve this year?
I'm going to be talking to you online.
How sad. All right, so we should just have like a little... mixer for Darkness Radio and our fans. We can all just get on Yahoo and chat away.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We'll make like a giant chat. We should just go into our chat room. Everybody, all right, here's the deal. All of you lonely paranormalists, I will see you in the chat room at 10:58 p.m. Central Time. So that way we catch the New Year's in New York drop. We'll be there for the pathetic Midwest drop. We'll be here for the Mountain Time drop and the Pacific drop.
Yeah, but do we all have to be in our underwear?
No.
Okay.
You can be in mine.
Oh, yeah. Giggity, giggity.
Hey, let's take a quick second. The four of us will just take a quick second here to wish a very happy birthday to Marley Gibson, author and good friend of our show.
Happy birthday, Marley.
Happy birthday, Marley. You too? You're going to say happy birthday? Or you?
Happy birthday from Britain.
Happy birthday.
No, not you. I'm waiting for Tim and Adrian. Tim?
Happy birthday from across the board.
There you go. There you go, Marley. I at least had some happiness in my birthday wishes. This is bad. Susan, you're our book critic. What are we going to review tonight?
Okay, first of all, you told me to read this book, so I'm going to start there.
Nice.
All your fault.
Uh-huh. The Book of Oedipus.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what? I don't do really well at...
bashing. Let's just get to it. Here, I'll set you up. I'll set you up. You knock him down. What's the name of the book that you read or tried to read this week?
Well, the book is called Angels Don't Lie.
Angels Don't Lie.
By Anne Kimberlin Matthews.
Okay. And what... let me think here. What do you think of the book overall? Would you say it's an entertaining book, an incredibly boring book, a horribly written book? Be honest. We got to remember, you can't like everything, Susan. It's okay to be honest. If the book is just not a good read, that's the whole point of this spot is tell our listeners so they're not wasting their time.
Well, but you know what? A lot of it is subjective as to what you like to read. Now, personally for me, it wasn't a book that I could even get through. God bless her. I really tried, but there was 56 pages of court transcript. It lost me. I couldn't get through two pages. I kept trying. So, you know, I guess if you're wanting to be Perry Mason and want to sit and read court transcript, this may be a book you'd want to read. I couldn't even make it through it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that you got into that, and but it just what was the gist of the book? What are they trying to? What's the book supposed to be about? At least, can you tell us that?
Yeah. Well, she is a nurse. I believe she's still a nurse, and her son ran into some problems. It's about being a mom. It's about standing by your child. He gets into a gang fight. He supposedly or accidentally kills a man. And it's about their journey through the legal system, through, you know, what the neighbors think, the pastor's coming over, and, you know, all the transcript is all the witness views of this particular crime. I can't tell you how it ends because I couldn't get to the end. I'll have to admit, I had to put it down. I couldn't read it.
All right. Well, that's fair enough, right, Tim?
That is fair.
Don't have to like everything.
That's
all right,
right.
So the name of the book again is?
The name of the book, again, is Angels Don't Lie, and I don't...
And it would have been more entertaining if they did lie?
You know, if they lied, it would have given us a little suspense, but there was absolutely none, you know. So somebody out there may like this book. I'll just put it that way.
Somebody out there. It's great for starting fires, is what Susan is saying.
If you're a court reporter, this is a great book for you.
Say your table is a little off kilter. This book is perfect to slide underneath the leg for balance.
Yes, you know.
I understand the paper's very absorbent as well.
Wow.
That's me. Honestly, though, this woman does have talent. She, you know, she, what she wrote, she did well.
Okay. All right. It just
didn't grab me. It didn't do anything for me at all.
Well, if you want to come on into the station, Tim, Adrian, and I will grab you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then
you'll,
woo.
Is that a good pickup line instead of... You're freaking hot. Well, Susan, as always, thank you very much. Out of 4 stars, how many are you going to give her? 4 or 5 stars? I don't even care. How many are you going to give her? 1 star anyway, right? Half
okay.
a star? Quarter of a star?
You know what? For
because
writing,
she spelled her name right, you're going to give her one? Okay. One
I'll
star.
Give her one.
All right. 1 star for Angels Don't Lie. And that's just a book to stay away from, apparently. We'll get more paranormal books in the future here. And again, if you have books that you'd like to see reviewed, if you've written a book and you'd like Susan to read it, you can contact her at our website. Go to darknessradio.com, click on the book and movie review section, contact the lovely Susan there, and she'll even give you an address where you can send a copy of the book off to for her to review for future purposes. Thanks again, Susan. Have a happy new year. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Actually, in the chat room, right?
Yeah, well, in the chat room New Year's Eve, yes, we'll be there
on
with
New
you, Susan.
Okay,
wow, the sound of desperation is thick on all of us today, isn't it? All right, we'll be there, Susan. Take care, and all of you stay tuned. We'll be back with more. And international news correspondent stepping in as national news correspondent Adrian Lee right after this.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Ow.
I know. That's what we got going here, though. A little bit of you too. I like that.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. In studio with me, Mr. Tim Dennis. And in for the delightfully beautiful but currently vacationing Bree Sanders, international news correspondent, stepping in as national news correspondent, Adrian Lee.
Now it's time for all the news that's in the news from the world of the paranormal with the supernatural stories of the strange, national news correspondent and...
Adrian Lee.
Bree Sanders.
I tried. Funny, the ticker tape doesn't work any better for her.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. Welcome to the show for the second night in a row. Hey, I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
Hey.
Welcome Fantastic. Back, Mr. Lee.
What was the bit at the end there? That sounded like my car trying to turn over.
Yeah, well, that was, I don't know for sure.
I was missing the national anthem, actually, I must admit.
You missed the British national anthem?
Here, we could do that for you.
No, we've got
Tim,
no. So this is kind of new for you today, Adrian. We're going to make you talk about the weird paranormal stories from around the United States.
It is. I was looking forward to getting stuck into you guys, actually.
Yeah.
It's given me a chance to have a unique European perspective on all things American.
That's very cool. Hey, let me make a quick mention, guys. Stay tuned in the next hour at 10 o'clock Central Time. We're going to be joined by Robert M. Place. We're going to be talking about tarot and alchemy. He's a fascinating guy. He teaches on tarot and the history. We're going to find out more about tarot, whatever you want to call it.
Tarot.
And then we're going to go have some gyros to eat.
Yes, yeah, some gyros excellent. And some pizza.
We have that. And then in our third hour, psychic Robbie Thomas from Canada.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that country.
So do I. Well, they are Canadians. Wouldn't that make them Canadians?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Completely.
My kids asked for Italian food. I said, does that come from Italy?
Yes, it does.
Yes, but Robbie Thomas will be here in the third hour, and he's going to be giving predictions for the year 2009. Tim, Adrian, and myself have also written some predictions for 2009. We're going to have the lovely Delia and even lovelier Mike throw these up online by the end of this week, so that way you guys can read all of our predictions, and we'll check them off as we hit. And I have a feeling we're going to all be right on the button this year with our predictions.
I'm feeling confident, if not controversial.
Excellent. I've been eating my Psychic O's cereal, so I'm feeling like I've got the vibe going.
I'm feeling gassy. I had Chinese food for dinner.
That's kind of the vibe I was talking about. Yeah. But, Adrian, we're here in the United States for news tonight. Where are you going to take us off to first, sir?
Okay, well, I'll try not to be too cruel. In Beverly Hills, California, a plastic surgeon recently came under scrutiny for his claim that he was fueling an SUV with excess human fat he extracted from patients. After bragging about his use of alternative fuel from thighs and posteriors on his website, Dr. Alan Bittner came under scrutiny from, among others, the California Department of Public Health and the State Board of Registration in Medicine. Bittner subsequently shut down his Rodeo Drive office, took down the biofuels post on his site, and left the country for Bogota, Colombia. For me personally, I wasn't concerned whether he had actually broken the law in any way or whether this was a violation of ethical rights. I wanted to find out if this was actually possible. And the answer is yes. Yes, a gallon of fat can be turned into roughly 1 gallon of biodiesel, but several savvy car websites have pointed out why Bittner's claims seem highly suspicious. Autopia notes that Bittner claims to have fueled his girlfriend's Lincoln Navigator with biodiesel, despite the fact there is no such thing as a diesel navigator. But I have noticed in passing in my time spent over here that one or two Americans are actually carrying a few pounds, and I've heard you complaining on numerous occasions about the price of gas over here. So, you know, perhaps you could start with the more you eat, the further you go.
Very good.
Which is not to be confused, of course, with White Castle, which is the more you eat, the more you go.
Jeez. You know, it's interesting because I was just out driving in Beverly Hills and when we were out there in California, Tim.
Bragging, are you?
And I was driving behind that that fancy car, and I was wondering why I smelled Tina Turner's fat. Now I know. This guy was just burning it.
I love me some Tina Turner fat.
Have you heard about those guys that use, like, they use old cooking oil from, like, fast food restaurants to work their car?
Yeah, Willie Nelson does it.
And when he drives, I bet he does. When he drives, it's
among other
no
things.
Wonder he's always got the munchies, right? It's because he keeps smelling all this deep-fried foods in his car. Is that why?
Well, that too, yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
You ever climbed on Willie's tour bus? It's like
when the hell would I ever have that opportunity? Like
you mean you've not done that?
It's like I know, Tim's talking like everybody's done it this week.
It's like a foggy day in Adrian's hometown.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Old London town?
Old London. Mm-hmm.
All right. Where are we off to next, Adrian?
Okay. Moving from the temperate climate of California to the frozen Northwest and sticking with the food and drink stories of a baked Alaskan. An Alaskan man met a sticky end when he went to warm himself in front of a huge microwave dish. Edward Baker, a worker at the Alaska Signal Relay Station, often boasted to colleagues about his habit of warming himself in front of the microwave dish during cold 12-hour shifts. On Christmas night, he went to sit in front of the dish with a plastic garden chair and a pack of beer. Unfortunately, because of the increase in long-distance calls over the festive period, the microwave signal was 10 times stronger than normal.
Oh,
the night watchman found Baker's charred body, the chair had melted, and the cans had exploded. So I'm guessing he didn't go ping after 2 minutes.
Wow. That really is a totally different feeling when you know that it was for phone calls and reach out and touch somebody has a whole new meaning now, doesn't it, Tim?
Pop.
Yeah. It was like a Jiffy Pop popcorn.
I was kind of liking the baked Alaskan joke, to be honest.
Yeah, I did too, but can you, the whole idea, why would you sit in front of a giant microwave?
I was going
to
say
to heat up. Well, that cooks you from the inside out. That's I know, right. But microwaves heat you from the inside out. So the amount of damage this moron was doing to us, well, you know what? This is just God's way of culling the herd.
Yeah.
Don't you think? It's just his way of sub. It's the Darwin Awards go to this moron for sure.
Fake
There's
Alaskan.
A whole new TV show, speaking of. Have you seen this? There's a whole new TV show about 1,000 deaths. 1,000 Ways to Die, I think it's called.
Is one of them with a cheese grater, have you?
It will be. Right. But 1,000 Ways to Die is the name of the TV series, and they're going to talk about all these stupid ways people have died. What were you going to say, Tim, about Baked Alaska? Oh, he's such a baby.
The moment's passed. Thanks right. for running me over like Dan Aykroyd.
No problem.
Continue.
All right, go on. Where are we off to next, Mr.
Lee? Okay, neatly combining our first two stories of transport and food, a new redneck reality dating show has started. The guys arm wrestle for the girl and win her heart whilst mattress riding, mug bogging, and spam carving. Because nothing says love more than a cube of spam carved into the shape of a love heart, right? I mean, have you ever been creative, Dave, with nondescript, unconstituted processed meat byproducts by any chance?
I've been known to.
Yeah, romantically.
Yes, does that make me a bad guy?
I am amazed, actually, I have to mention, by the protein-heavy dinners you have in this country. So far, I've eaten nothing but bulging plates full of food that's all different shades of brown and beige.
You don't like that? We're an earth tone country here in the
United States. I had noticed that. I'm actually, one of my predictions for 2009 is I'm actually going to invent a meat processing advent calendar. And I think I mentioned to this yesterday, you open the first door and you start off small with like a party sausage. Second day, 2nd of December, maybe some bacon. On the 25th of December, the money shot, maybe a giant pork chop.
That'd be nice.
I think that's the way to go. If I can continue with the redneck story, a redneck romance is the focus of pickups and hookups. A new dating show has been pitched for CMT. Filming of the pilot episode took place a few weeks ago at Don Balaban's farm in northeast of Tampa. Men vie for the affections of one woman during a series of eliminations. In pickups, the girl chooses from three men, starting with an inspection of their pickup trucks with a flashlight and kitchen tongs. She scopes out each man's truck and eliminates one that least matches her style. The owners of the two remaining trucks arm wrestle each other to determine who gets the first date with her. The dates involve some type of country activity, from spam carving to skeet shooting to mattress riding. And that's where you tie a mattress behind a pickup and hold on for dear life. The dates end with lunch. A short 30 minutes later, the woman chooses which guy she'd like to see again, and they ride off into the sunset.
See, now, Susan, our book critic, maybe we should get her on that show. She could get some real learning. Get a real date with
you. Can see her on a mattress on the back of a pickup, can you?
I'm going to leave that one alone. Let's go to the next story, sir.
By the way, my quest for research and knowledge is unrelenting, as you know. I've actually discovered a spam museum right here in Minnesota, in Austin. Did you know that?
Yes.
I've actually got a leaflet here with that written on, especially for you.
What?
I mean, I was planning to visit this week after I'd... I mean, last week I'd actually visited the 3M Sandpaper Museum, which was rough, by the way.
Oh.
And... next week, I'm going to go to the Spam Museum. So as a tourist while I'm here, I'm looking to obviously see all the fantastic things Minnesota has to offer.
Really? So Sandpaper Museum and the Spam Museum.
And isn't there not a Jolly Green Giant Center?
Yes,
well?
There's the Jolly Green Giant. Where is that? Tim, up near Brainerd or something?
Somewhere in northern Minnesota. Oh, wait, no. That's Green Giant Processing Plant is down south, isn't it?
I don't know. But it's huge.
Well, there's three.
It's on the way to Dakota because I know I passed by it.
It's the Babe and the Blue Ox used to be up in Bemidji, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can actually, as you're driving, you see this giant green giant just towering. If one of our listeners is listening, if they know which city it's in, let us know. I'd be interested. I like this, though. They've got the Bigfoot, the famous Bigfoot photograph with a spam can cleverly marked into his hand.
Inside as well, they also mention they show the sketch by Monty Python, the famous spam sketch. So if your listeners aren't aware of that, if you go onto YouTube and type in Monty Python and spam, there's a very famous sketch by Monty Python solely dedicated around the theme of spam.
Spam, spam, spam.
That's the kind of thing, yeah.
Gotcha. Let's take our quick break here. We'll be back with more national news with international news correspondent Adrian Lee right after this. Good evening. Welcome back to the best in paranormal talk radio, Darkness Radio, every Saturday and Sunday night, 9 to midnight. Remember, if you miss any part of our show, check out our archives. There you'll be able to tune in and check out all of our archives over the last, 4 or 5 months since we started here on, August 24th, Timothy?
Yep.
So you'll be able to check that out. We also have some cool news, right? What's this going on? If you have an iPhone...
Yep, iHeartRadio. It's a way to hear on your iPhone.
Right. You go to, what is it? Keyword iPhone, and then you get more information there. But now, this is great because anybody that has an iPhone or an iPod Touch, our show is now streaming. All the shows are streaming on that.
Yep.
But you can listen from anywhere that you can access with your iPhone. Any listener with these devices can now listen to us anywhere they go. It's a great thing for our listeners. And again, go to the station. So listeners simply download the free application iHeartRadio to their phone, and they're all set. Again, all that information is up on our website. Check it out. Now we're going to go back to national news with our interim national news correspondent, Mr. Bree Sanders, Mr. Adrian Lee. Good evening, Adrian. Where are we off to next in the United States?
Okay, jumping neatly and unnoticed, unless I highlight it to everyone, from spam and sandpaper to dog theft now. In Murray, Utah, a thief remains at large after pulling off a daring heist in a pet food aisle. Surveillance video at a supermarket in Salt Lake City suburb caught a dog shoplifting, KSL TV reported on Wednesday. The video showed a dog walking in through the front door of Smith's Food and Drug in Murray and heading straight to aisle 16, the pet food aisle, where it grabbed a bone worth $2.79. The thief wasn't even perturbed by a face-to-face confrontation with the store manager, Roger Adamson. I looked at him and said, "Drop it," Adamson said. He looked at me and I looked at him, and then he ran off through the door and went away, right out through the front door and off down the pavement, or the sidewalk as you call it. But I mean, I fear this is a slippery slope here. It starts out with the small stuff, a few mates, having a laugh, a bone here or there, all seems fairly harmless. Then it's just a spiral of stick retrieval addiction and an over-reliance on petting. And before you know it, you're pushing Alpo on street corners wondering where your doggy has all gone.
Oh, he got a rim shot. Very nice.
Am I the only one, by the way, to have this image of the store owner in the police station thumbing through all the mugshots of pictures of Jack Russells and poodles, all with numbers underneath them?
Wow, two rim shots in one. Very nice.
I need to go for a hat-trick, I suspect. Say,
no doubt. All right, where are we off to next in the United States?
Okay, moving swiftly to a nice festive story. Sisters Ashley and Katie Swan started fussing about taking their picture with Santa Claus when they were around 11 or 12 years old. But with Ashley 23 and working full-time and Katie 18 and a senior at St. Joseph's Academy, the girls still haven't gotten any relief from the family tradition. In fact, their mother, Mary Swan, is more determined than ever to have their little girls take their picture with Santa. She won't let them have their Christmas presents until they do. Now it's like bribery, Mary Swan said. "This is how I feel. You have to do this until you get married," she told them both. By the way, it doesn't say if they've got any brothers or not. The tradition started when Ashley was born. She took her picture by herself in the first 5 years until the arrival of her sister, Katie. "I love to display them," Mary Swan said. "You can see how they've grown and changed. The pictures come out every holiday season. I'm big into memories. I take pictures for everything," Mary Swan says. Well, at least their mother hasn't confounded their in misery and embarrassment by going to the media and telling the whole world that that's what's happening to these two girls.
So she's just no toys for you unless you pose with Santa.
Basically, and one of them's 23 and the other one's 18, and in the photographs they look really pleased that they're sat there.
Excellent.
Yeah, one advantage, though, is apparently they were able to grab a pager and be buzzed when it was their turn rather than wait in line. So there are some advantages to that.
Well, that just, nothing says holidays like a pager, Tim.
Especially if it's wrapped up with a bow.
Exactly. Where are we off to next, sir?
Okay, a story of a fortune-telling woe now from Florida this week. Gina Marie Marks is one fortune teller who didn't lay all the cards on the table, authorities say. The self-proclaimed medium told five Broward County women that she would rid them of demons if she gave them money, because these demons had brought them bad luck, according to the sheriff's office. The clients handed Marks nearly $65,000 in cash for spiritual cleansing and never saw the money again, officials said. She told them she wouldn't keep a single cent, and she would return the money once she had done what she had to do to get rid of the demons. But she never had any intention of giving them the money back. Marks, 35, operated out of Hollywood, but was last seen in Plantation, according to police. Officials say she's 5 feet tall, weighs about 125 pounds, and has blonde hair. She also goes by the name Regina Milbourne, which was used to be a co-author a book in 2006 called Miami Psychic, Confessions of a Confidant, about her experiences as a medium. Marks defrauded her clients before fleeing with their cash, according to a warrant for arrest filed on Thursday. She faces fraud charges. The con game Marks is accused of is an old and popular trick, according to James Randi, founder of the James Randi Educational Foundation in Fort Lauderdale. The foundation is a non-profit group that investigates paranormal claims. It's a standard scam, he says. The victims are told they have to isolate the money because of evil spirits, and most of the time they just hand it over with no problem. Randy said he has investigated numerous fortune tellers and has even cancelled the families of victims who have given away large fortunes for the so-called cleansing rituals. Authorities ask anyone with information about this case to call Crime Stoppers anonymously.
Wow.
So a word of warning to everyone there.
Yeah, that's what, you know, people always rub on Tim and I. Why are you guys, you know, you support all these psychics and mediums and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the people I worked with, you know, Chip and Tiffany and I don't know, a plethora of other people, Michael and Marty Perry, you know, they're not the ones that are out there asking for $500 and they'll cleanse demons and burn a candle in the name of Jesus Christ to clean your life. They're doing things, you know, that, like I said, I've seen them sit there and do a reading for somebody and made that person feel better than years of therapy has done.
Yeah, it helps the grieving process in many respects.
No doubt. So, you know, I'm all for that. It's just when they start getting into this burning candle crap and taking your $500 and saying that they're burning it and giving it as an homage to God or whichever deity they're doing it for, that's where I start seeing some problems.
$65,000 is a very large sum of money.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious.
Yeah, sorry.
Very good, Adrian. Tim, I see your work with Adrian is progressing nicely. How are the ABCs going?
Spot
well,
the academic.
Slowly but surely.
Excellent. All right, where are we off to next, sir?
Okay, from those that can see the future to those that can't, scientists this week have discovered that a blind person can navigate through a maze of obstacles unaided using intuition alone. The man left blind by a stroke was able to walk around chairs and boxes without bumping into them using hidden pathways in the brain. The study suggests we all use subconscious brain resources and we can do things we think we are unable to do. The Harvard Medical School research is published in the current Biology. The patient, known only as TM, was left blind after damage to the visual cortex in both hemispheres of the brain following consecutive strokes. His eyes are normal, but his brain cannot process the information they send in, rendering him totally blind. However, he was previously known to have what is called blind sight, the ability to detect things in the environment without being aware of seeing them. For instance, he responds to the facial expressions of others. But he walks like a blind person, using a stick to track obstacles and requiring guidance by others when walking around buildings. A video recording shows him completing the obstacle course set up by the scientists flawlessly, without the aid of a cane or another person. If he keeps progressing well, it is reported he will get a game for the Vikings as wide receiver next week.
Oh, give him a rim shot, Tim.
That's the hat trick.
Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you. Very well done. That's the Vikings horn for you,
is
too.
Is it? Oh, thank you. I'm pleased you gave me the horn.
You got the hat trick, the whole trifecta, and the horn.
Excellent. Where to go now? Nowhere else but down, I suspect.
That's right. So let's hit it.
Well, the research was carried out with other colleagues as well, so I'm going to mention the UK, Switzerland, and Italy in that one. It was an actual project with all four countries involved there.
All right. He's got to stick in the international angle, even though he's doing national news. Tim, do you see the way he works?
Well, I want to educate you.
Yeah, he's being nationalist.
I saw that. All right, where are we off to next, Mr. Lee?
Okay, as is topical for tonight's show, there's a psychic called Michael Cohen of One World Physics. Sorry, psychics. I'll be learning to read next. He's put a list together of predictions for 2009, so this is in keeping with the theme of tonight's show.
Okay.
He says one word to describe 2009 is grim, so that's a nice upbeat start.
Right.
He says the first natural disaster of the year is a tsunami in Asia, or perhaps an earthquake possibly in Malaysia. He's actually mentioned several celebrities that may die next year, so I don't know whether it's a... You'll call whether I read these names out or not.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think, Tim? Reported here first?
Sure.
Let's see. Who are the celebrities?
Okay, he's gone for Bill Cosby. He said Robbie Williams should look after himself. And he says, I'm sensing possible heart problems there. He said Nicole Kidman should also be careful next year.
Oh, my gosh. Nicole Kidman.
Indeed.
That would be sad. What a loss. Can't they take Tom Cruise instead?
Well, I'll see what I can be arranged.
Thank you. Yeah. Talk to your friend Grimm.
I can do that.
Oh, my God.
He says her best Oscar for best actress will go to Kate Winslet for Revolutionary Road, so another nice British winner there. He talks about world economy. He says it's very grim. I've got a whole paragraph to read on that, and I can't be bothered. War. He says the Israeli-Palestine conflict will simmer on, and there will be a flashpoint there around mid-2009. A bit late on that one. That's already happened, isn't
yeah.
it? He says, I predict serious terrorist attacks in the UK. So another good reason to stay in Minnesota beside the Spam Museum for me.
Is that opposed as to, not so serious
just
attacks?
Light and delicate
right,
attacks.
Where they, like, run up to you and tickle you until you can't breathe?
Yeah.
Take that, you bloody UK.
They make you laugh by doing mime and drama.
Oh, that would be painful. What do you think, Tim? Being forced to be mimed to?
Sounds kind of hot to me.
Oh, my God. You need so much help. All right, so what else?
He also predicts Prince William will become engaged to Kate Middleton. That's the girl he's seen at the moment. UFOs
are mentioned. What kind of stretch is that? I predict that he's going to be engaged to the girl that he's dating. Well, that's pretty... How about you know, if he said Prince William's going to become engaged to...
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, there's a story. Or even Nicole Kidman upon, you know, just before she dies. There you would have it.
I think he's edging his bets. We'd say that's edging your bets in Europe. Yeah. Yeah. He's, some of these aren't a great leap of faith. And don't shoot the messenger, by the way. I'm just reading these out poorly.
Okay.
He said UFOs. There'll be an interesting UFO sighting in Iran, Russia, and there'll be a big one in Brazil. There'll also be a significant UFO sighting from a commercial aeroplane involving multiple witnesses. And I might mention that's something that happens quite regularly. So, again, that's not a great leap of faith. On celebrities, he says Amy Winehouse will make a big comeback and recovery sometime late in 2009. Bruce Springsteen will enter politics, and Madonna will become engaged late 2009.
Is she even fully done with her divorce yet?
Yeah, the divorce has gone through as far as I'm aware, but she's looking to get engaged at the end of 2009.
So who is she going to get engaged to, A-Rod or this new male model that she's been caught with?
Should we ring the guy and find out?
Let's
obviously
do it.
He's given us a limited amount of information to work with there, hasn't he?
What a jerk. I think that's wrong. He's got to be more pacific, as my kids say.
Yeah, I do think he's left one or two areas to explore
kind of
there further.
Kind of a gray area there?
Yeah, like most of it.
I think in the year 2009, vehicles are going to need gas more than ever. How's that? Is that a pretty good prediction?
I like that.
Yep. You were struggling for predictions. That is one you could use later.
No, it won't do me any good. I just said it. It's already out there. All right, we have to take another break, or do you have more predictions from this knucklehead?
No, that's as far as it goes on that one. I'll wait for the next.
We'll do our own knucklehead predictions in a couple hours. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. This is your home for paranormal talk radio every Saturday and Sunday night. National news brought to you by international news correspondent Adrian Lee. The lovely Bree Sanders is out on holiday. We wish her well and her family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Adrian will be filling in this week and next. Adrian, where are we off to next in the United States, sir?
Okay, going into the heart of Minneapolis now, our home city. University of Minnesota anthropology professor Kieran McNulty, along with colleagues Karen Bapp of the Stony Brook University in New York, has made an important contribution towards solving one of the greatest paleontological mysteries in recent history. This fossilized skeleton resembling a mythical hobbit creature represents an entirely new species in the humanity's evolutionary chain. Discovered on the Indonesian island of Flores in 2003, controversy has surrounded the fossilized hominid skeleton of the so-called Hobbit people. Experts are still debating whether the 18,000-year-old remains merely belong to a diminutive population of modern-day humans, with one individual exhibiting an abnormally small head, or represents a previously unrecognized branch in humanity's family tree. Using 3D modeling methods, McNulty and his fellow researchers compared the cranial features of this real-life hobbit to those of a simulated fossil human of similar stature to determine whether or not such a species was distinct from modern humans. This is the most exciting discovery in probably the last 50 years, McNulty says. The specimens have skulls that resemble something that died a million years earlier, and other body parts reminiscent of our 3-million-year-old human ancestors. Yet they lived until very recently, contemporaries with modern humans. Comparing the simulation of the original Flores skull discovered in 2003, McNulty and Babb were able to demonstrate conclusively that the original hobbit skull fits the expectations for a small fossil hominin species and not a modern human. Their study was published online this month in the Journal of Human Evolution. I think the majority of researchers favour recognising this as a new species, McNulty said about the categorisation. The evidence is becoming overwhelming and the study helps to confirm that view.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, yeah, I remember when they broke that news and they found the little village. But there was more than one set of remains there, weren't there? I thought there were like a family.
Yeah, I think once they found the initial skeleton, they did do some excavation work in the area and actually found a number of them, yeah.
So now when they did testing, though, they're showing that it is humanistic, but it's not of anything that matches up with our current understanding of the human physiology?
My understanding of this research is that we are the dominant human species, and there were actually other different types of humans that didn't make it. We were the ones that sort of made it. There were other species of human that looked similar to us, but obviously this one is said to look like a hobbit. It's very small. But there were other human species, and we just happened to be the only one that survived.
Interesting. Well, us and Bigfoot, right? He's supposed to be a humanistic deal. It'd be interesting. I'd like to did they give the name of the scientists working on
it? Yeah, McNulty. He works at the University of Minnesota, so he's down the road.
Yeah, let's try to see if we can get him on an upcoming show here and discuss some of that. That'd be interesting.
I'm sure he'd like to come on board, actually.
Where are we off to next, sir?
Okay, floating like a ghostly apparition to my favorite genre, all the way to Hawaii now. A man took some sand from a volcano in Hawaii and claims he's been haunted ever since by the volcano goddess. Timothy Murray scooped up the sand during a visit to the Big Island and Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Since returning to his home in Florida, his pet has died, he has split up with his fiancée, and he was arrested by FBI agents. He blames Pele, the volcano goddess, who apparently punishes people who take anything belonging from her. He decided to send the sand back and claims things have begun to improve ever since. Mr. Murray returned the sand with a note which read, "Please take this sand and put it back somewhere on your island. I've had very bad luck since it came into my life, and I'm very sorry I took it. Please forgive me, and I pray once more that if I send it back where it comes from, my bad luck will go away." So he posted his sand back to Hawaii, and apparently it's been sprinkled back on the island.
Has his luck changed, as it said?
He says apparently his luck has changed, but having split up from his fiancée, he'd been arrested by FBI agents and his pet died, and it was only going to go in one direction, really, wasn't it?
That is true. All right, where are we off to next?
Okay, from one apparition to another. A 14-year-old girl with a history of serious health issues lay dying of pneumonia in a hospital room. But as her mother waited for the girl to take her last breath, an image of a bright light appeared on a security monitor. Within an hour, the dying girl began a recovery that doctors are at a loss to explain. But Colleen Banton, the girl's mother, has an explanation. This was an image of an angel, she told NBC News in a story reported on Tuesday. She credited the apparition with saving the life of her daughter, Chelsea. The incident happened in Charlotte. Chelsea, that's Charlotte, it's North Carolina, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know my geography. Chelsea has been born 5 weeks premature with developmental disabilities and has battled serious health problems all her life. She's particularly susceptible to the types of pneumonia infections that have taken her to death's door. Told that there was no hope for Chelsea, Colleen Banton had just instructed doctors to take her daughter off of the life support and allow nature to take its course when the apparition was actually seen. It would be another 2 months before Chelsea finally left the hospital to return home, where she is about to celebrate her 15th birthday as well as Christmas. Her mother is convinced that Chelsea was saved by divine intervention. It's a blessing, she told NBC News. It's a miracle. Banton took a picture of the television monitor on which the image appeared. Some who look at it would only describe it as a flare or reflected light, but others, including nurses who are on duty as well as Banton, say the three vertical shafts of light are indisputably an angel. Banton is hardly alone in this belief. I think angels really do exist, the Reverend Susan Johnson Cook told today's Anne Curry after watching the report on Banton's experience. They protect us, they walk amongst us. Albert Einstein actually said there was two ways to look at the world, as if everything is a miracle or as if nothing is a miracle. And according to some polls, 75% of all Americans believe in angels. That level of belief varies geographically and political and with political affiliation, with more Republicans than Democrats and more Southerners than Northeasterners believing in the existence of the heavenly messengers. The high level of belief is unique in the developed world. In Canada, Great Britain and Australia, the same polls say belief in angels does not exceed more than 40%.
Really?
Yeah, so you've almost got double the belief if the maths is right there.
Well, with this too, you know, with the work of angels and prayers, I mean, we've definitely seen this, but that's what interests me. That's what interests me is that they saw this and then such a dramatic recovery turnaround happened. With that, I do want to make a quick mention. Our good friend Tech Talk host Bill Murphy has been dealing with a setback and a blow as his fiance Anita McMillan had fallen prior to our event at the Queen Mary. It was about the 4th or 5th of December. And she's a hemophiliac. She broke her hip, I think a leg, some ribs, and an arm, and was really going through a lot. She's going to be in a wheelchair for the next year. They just sent her home, and unfortunately she suffered another fall, which I guess she might have broken another bone or an arm, and she's suffering greatly. So if you could please do me a favor, put out a prayer and healing request for Anita McMillan. Just pour out your energy and love to her, ladies and gentlemen. She's in desperate need of feeling better and getting back on her feet, literally and figuratively. And also put out a prayer for our Tech Talk technician, Mr. Bill Murphy, because he's working alongside her to help her get through this. And I know it's taxing and wearing on him. We have about a minute left, Aid, so if you have another quick story.
Yep, I can squeeze in a very strange one, actually. An ex-drug dealer who transformed himself into a human red pepper says he has a message from God telling him to be a vegetable. I'm just wondering if he was a bit hard of hearing, actually, and it asked him to be invaluable. I'm not sure on that. Kenny Carter of Maryland said he has greeted shoppers at the Superfresh supermarket while dressed as Peppy the Pepper for 4 years now. He claims he heard God's voice telling him you will be a vegetable during a church service. After his message in church, he asked a friend to make him a pepper costume. He impressed shop managers with his act and now travels around the different branches entertaining the shoppers.
Oh, my God. So does he hang out at the nativity scene as the little pepper boy?
You mean you don't have a pepper boy in
them? They told me. No? All right, I'm just saying.
I'm 3-1 up on those, by the way.
You are. You're killing me. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more Darkness Radio, and our guest will be Robert Place. We're going to be talking about Tarot and Alchemy. I hope that you'll stay here along with us. Also, in the third hour of tonight's show, we're going to be back with the very talented psychic, Robbie Thomas from Canada. We're going to be doing predictions for the year 2009. Tim has written some predictions. Adrian has predictions. I have predictions. And then we'll hear from the professional, Mr. Robbie Thomas. We're going to do all that tonight on Darkness Radio, right here on 100.3 K-Talk.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.